Blog Talk Radio.
To College Girl Weekly. I'm Caroline, and today we're going to discuss the ins and outs of college life. From dorming to classes to dating, things get busy and sometimes hard to handle, so College Girl Weekly is here to help you clear all that up today. And without further ado, let's just begin. So we have classes, which is the first thing on my list. There are a couple types of classes you could have, which include a lecture, a discussion, and a lab. Most common would be a lecture. And this is about 40 or more people, usually in a big hall, talking in like auditorium seats, and they talk about, you know, larger, broader topics that are discussed with a bunch of people, and it's not usually like a raise your hand and answer type of class. And next is the discussion class. This is usually 30 people or less, or rather 40 people or less. And they talk about smaller discussions where everybody has a chance to raise their hand and comment on whatever you're talking about. And then you have a lab, which is generally associated with a science class. So you have a chemistry class, and then you have a lab that goes with it. Or in my case, I'm a music industry major, so I have a music theory class and then a piano lab that goes along with that. So those are the three types of classes. And for each class, they have upper and lower level divisions. So you can choose to have an intro level class, which would be a 100 level, or an upper level, which would be a 300 level or higher, depending on your school. I don't think every school is the same for that. And basically, it's just the level of difficulty of the class. The more you are going to college, so your freshman year will probably be more of the lower level. And then as you get higher into your education, you'll get to more upper level classes. You have gen eds, which are just general education classes, so it's kind of like high school but in college, and you have to take a certain number of required classes. I know that we used to be on a GE2 system, and now we've moved to a GE3 system, which basically just means that there are less requirements and you can choose to eliminate a subject or two. So for me, I chose to eliminate science because that wasn't my strong suit and I had taken more than enough classes in other subjects. So I was able to do that. So I would suggest going to an advisor or going to your ATM, your student advisor, and seeing if that is a possibility for you. Every class has an attendance policy, obviously, as they have all other types of policies like homework and tests and stuff like that. But the attendance policy, at least for my school, in most classes, is that you get 3 free absences, and if any absences other than those, you need to be able to prove where you were and that it was an excused absence. In our case, excused absences only really happen when somebody has died or something major has happened, like you go to the doctor, you have to get a note, and you have to prove that that is, you know, where you actually were. But I know a lot of my teachers are very relaxed about that, and if I can tell them the situation and, you know, tell them what's going on, then they will be more than happy to excuse that. For example, I just had my brother come up and visit as he's being deployed soon, and so he wanted to come up and say goodbye, and he was able to come up. I emailed my teacher and I said, listen, you know, this is the situation, this is where he's going away for a long time, I won't be able to see him again, so I'm not going to be able to make it to class. And she emailed back and she said, just let me know, like, give me, you know, the timestamp on a text message saying he's here, or a picture of you two that you took while you were here, something that proves that you're not lying to me. I don't want to have to do this, but because so many people lie, I have to do this. So most teachers will ask for something like that. But a lot of teachers turn this into account, so maybe you'll get an extra 2 points or an extra grade, extra couple points on your final grade for the class if you show up to every class. And maybe you won't, or maybe you'll get partial credit for that if you don't show up to every class. Or some teachers don't take attendance into account, so you really have to see what each professor wants because each person is going to be different. Okay, so from here we're going to go into dorm life, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back from our first break. Okay, guys.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, and welcome back. We're now going to talk about dorm life. So basically, you have a roommate now, and maybe that's different for you. I know it was definitely different for me, coming from somebody who had never shared a room before. I didn't have any siblings close enough in age to me that I had to share a room. So I had never done that before. That was a brand new experience for me, and like it is for many people. So it was hard to get used to having somebody else in such close quarters with you, especially somebody that you've never met before. And even if you have met, you know, you're not exactly best friends before you move into college. So it's hard to get used to their living habits and how they work with your living habits. That's definitely something to think about, is just you want to make sure that you're going to find somebody who goes to bed around the same time as you and who, you know, is going to wake up around the same time as you. For example, you don't want to have a roommate who goes to bed at 9 o'clock and you go to bed at 7 o'clock. I mean, it works out. I personally have that currently, and it works out pretty well. I mean, she's a really heavy sleeper, so I just come in quietly, go to bed, and do my thing, and she does her thing, so that works out pretty good. And just remember that you aren't required to be friends with your roommate. Sometimes your roommate is just that, your roommate. You don't have to be best friends with them. You don't have to love them like a sister. It's nothing personal against them to not want to hang out with them all the time, but sometimes you just live together, and that's okay too. Making friends on campus, I would consider part of dorm life, as you're now living in a building with a bunch of other people who are doing the same thing as you. So a lot of times you make your friends in your dorm, and you stay friends with the people who you meet in freshman year from your dorm. I know I did. My best friend, Lucy, she lived next door to me in my dorm my freshman year, and now we're still best friends 3 years later. So that's always good. Making friends on campus, I would suggest going to clubs and just seeing where you are. If you are sitting next to somebody in class, maybe in a lecture or in a discussion class, I would, you know, just tap them on the shoulder and be like, hi, you know, I'm Caroline. What's your name? I'm a music industry major. Just do the basic introduction of yourself, and that happens a lot during your first year and during your first semester. So get ready for people to definitely introduce themselves to you. And yeah, that's pretty much how I made most of my friends, was just being able to introduce myself in the middle of a class or at the dining hall. If I had no one to sit with, I might go up to somebody else who was alone and say, you know, hey, can I sit with you? I don't have anybody to sit with today. And they would say, yeah, sure, you know, sit down. So just being open to the idea of making new friends, I think, is really important. And decorating your dorm is also really important, I would say, because it's the space that you're going to be living in, and it's the space that you're going to spend a lot of your time in. And so it's important that you feel, you know, cozy and at home in your space. And for me, I really love having pictures of my family and my loved ones around me. It makes me feel good when I come back from a hard day at class and I know that all the people in my pictures are people who are 100% supporting me and who want me to be here and who want me to do the best that I can. So that always makes me feel great to have pictures of my family and my friends, like the dog all around me. And I really like having Christmas lights up because it gives it a really cozy feel. And I personally have my bed lofted, which means that it's up a lot higher than the other beds and I can fit my desk underneath it. So I have my Christmas lights around the inside of my bed so that I feel, you know, like I have my own little sanctuary a little bit, and it just helps to get away from the craziness that is a college campus and go there for a while. So that's always good. Personally, I fully believe in candles making a place feel warmer and more at home. I know a lot of colleges don't allow candles, but they do allow candle warmers, which is basically just a lamp that you put a candle underneath and it melts the wax. It's not a hot plate. And you can cut down the wick so that they can't be seen, which would be allowed, because as long as you can't light the candles, they're more than welcome. So I like that. You can find those on Amazon, and I really love having that around. I know my school in the beginning of the year has a poster sale in one of the buildings where basically they just have a vendor come in and sell posters and magnets and things that can go on your walls, and they sell the good type of tape that goes on your walls. So those are something to look out for. If you don't know if your school has one, just try calling the school and just being like, hey, do you have anything like this? If not, maybe you could try to, you know, set up something or anything like that.
What you need and what you don't is a really good topic to talk about, especially before you move in. And even sometimes during your freshman year, you realize this a lot once you're there. For my freshman year, brought a ton of things, a ton of bins of clothing. I brought like 5 bowls and a whole entire dish set, and I did not need any of it. And I realized that I really only needed like 1 spoon and a bowl and then a couple sweatshirts because I live in the north and it's freezing. And I brought all these dresses. I was like, I'm going to look cute for class. And then I would wake up every day and put jeans and a sweatshirt on. So for my second year and my third year, I really learned how to pack my clothing better and pack less clothing because I didn't wear a lot of the stuff that I brought. I didn't use a lot of the things that I brought up with me. And yeah, I brought up a coffee pot. I never used it because my roommate had a Keurig. So we never used half the things that I brought with me. So it's just really important to think about what you're actually going to use in the situation. When you're living in dorm life, you have a lot of new freedoms. Just being able to do whatever you want and not have anybody talk about it is nice. Not to have your mom be like, well, you got to go to bed soon. Like, you just go to bed when you want. And that feels good and that feels great. And so in the first couple weeks, you abuse that a little bit, and then you kind of learn to rein yourself back in, and that's sadly the truth of being an adult is being able to say, yes, I can stay up till 5 in the morning, but should I? No. So I think that that's an important lesson to learn, especially when you move into a dorm and you have a roommate to think about. And next is dining hall food. Dining hall food is not as bad as everybody says it is. Everybody's always like, oh, my God, you have to go to the chow hall. You have to go to the dining hall and get your food there. It's not going to be good. And it's really just not that bad. I know for my school, we have 3 dining halls on campus. One is attached to a dorm and the other 2 are not. And each one has different types of food. So you have one that has more diner style and more, homey food, like, French fries and hamburgers and pasta and pizza. And the other one has Chinese food and Mexican food and stuff like that. So it depends on what you want to eat, at least at my school. I know every school is different, especially with food. So I would look into your dining halls, go online. There's going to be a website that has a menu, and you can see what's there and what's not there. So you can make an educated decision, even based on going to college, if that's what you wanted to look at the food. So that's a good thing to think about. Okay, so now we're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to some music, which is by one of my close friends, Jen. And you can find her on Facebook at Jen DeSantis Music, and you can find her on SoundCloud /Jen-DeSantis, and you can even find her on Instagram. So check it out. Okay, bye.
Operators are standing by. Please listen carefully. Okay, if you're detailed after launch, go to the standby switch and wait, Roger. What's your
problem? Where are you? Where are you?
You're going to be okay.
Okay, we're back. Again, that was Jen DeSantis. I'll make sure to put her links in our bio on our episode and in our Facebook page and everything like that. So please, please, please check her out. She's amazing. Okay, so we're back and we're ready to talk about social life on campus and how to really balance both of those. So let's get right into it. So when you get to college, you have a lot of extracurriculars that you're offered the opportunity to do, which include a lot of clubs. I know my school has a ton of clubs, and in the beginning of the year, we have a club expo that lets you come in and go to each table and just see what kind of clubs you like. And I know for me, I signed up for a bunch of different clubs, not really knowing if I was going to enjoy any of them. And I went to the first meeting of all of them, and I kind of chose which ones I liked and which ones I didn't. And that worked out for me because I was able to go and just test out the waters and see if I really wanted to be there. And if I did, I could stick around. And if not, then I didn't have to go back. So that always made me feel good to know I never had to go back. but you also have a lot of opportunity on campus to do a lot of things that you normally won't have the opportunity to do. Like you have a free gym and you have a free exercise place, I'm sure most campuses do. So I know for me, we have two gyms on campus. So really try to build that into your schedule at some point. What I like to do is just pretend that it's another class because that's the way I get myself to keep going. I'm not a very big gym person, so I don't really enjoy the time there, but I try to go every day during the week. And what I like to do is just pretend that it's like a class that I have that goes for 5 days and it's an hour-long class every day of the week. And that's really how I get myself there, is just pretending I'm getting a grade for it. So for me, most campuses have a pool. Use the resources that you have because you're not always going to have access to these resources. Your library has amazing resources that you're not going to have after you graduate. So make sure you take advantage of those. Excuse me. So on campus, in the beginning, you have a lot of party life that is going on, and I want to just encourage everybody and remind everybody to really keep their head turned on if they're going to go out. Keep your head turned on. Know who's around you, know what's happening, know who you're going out with. Don't go out with somebody who you just met because that's really dangerous. You don't know a lot about them. You don't know what kind of person they are or if they're going to get in trouble and drag you along with them. My big suggestions will be to just don't go out alone and know who you're going with, know where you're going, know what the plan is for the night, because one thing that really sucks is to go out for the night thinking you're going to go to one place and then go home, and you end up going to 7 different parties that you weren't expecting to go to and you don't feel comfortable. That's the worst experience. So make sure that you really think about what's happening and where you're going to be going. Okay, what you really spend your time on in college is homework and sleep. Those are the two biggest things that you do while you're here. So make sure you get enough of those. Sleep is really important. As an adult, nap time is my favorite time of the day. As a kid, it really wasn't, but now it is. And so I try to take a nap, and sometimes you don't even have to sleep to take a nap. Sometimes you just have to just let your body relax and de-stress from the day, and then you can get back up and do more. There's a lot of work that goes along with every class. So keep that in mind and make sure that you spend enough time on each class. Every professor is going to tell you that you need to spend 3 hours for every hour you spend in class on homework. And I understand where they're coming from with that. But if you're the kind of person who has any kind of club or any other commitment, like a job, that is going to be really hard for you. What I would suggest is just make sure that you are able to look over your notes. What I would suggest is looking over your notes right after you get out of class. Go home and look over your notes. And then this way they're fresh in your mind. Maybe the next time you go to class, just look over your previous notes for, 10 minutes before you go into the class next time. And that will help refresh exactly what you did the last time and get you in the mood for that one class. That would be my suggestion. So really spend your time on homework. Spend your time on sleeping because you're going to need it, because you're asking your body to do a lot of things during the day that you previously haven't been. College is very stressful. You're asking your body to do a lot for you. So make sure you get the correct nutrients that you need and make sure you get enough sleep, because there's nothing worse than trying to go to an 8:30 a.m. when you didn't go to sleep until 4 the night before. It's the worst experience and you're not going to enjoy it. So make sure you try to go to sleep at a decent hour if you can. If not, I understand. Dating in college is very interesting because it's mostly hookup culture now that we're in 2015. about to be 2016, which is very scary. I would just suggest that you don't shit where you eat, because one thing you don't want to do, which sounds really good in the beginning, is to date the guy that's around the hall from you. It doesn't really work out so well if you ever get in a fight or you end up breaking up or stop hooking up, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't work out for anybody in the situation. Your roommates are uncomfortable. His roommates are uncomfortable. You guys are uncomfortable. You don't want to walk past each other's rooms. And that just makes for a really uncomfortable environment in your basic home. You know, it's basically your home for now. So it's your temporary home. And you don't want to make everybody uncomfortable. So I would advise not to date the person who's right around the corner, and just don't shit where you eat. Good ways to balance all the things that I'm talking to you about today, which I know it's an information overload, but you do change as a person, so you're going to have a little bit more capabilities of handling what's been being given to you. You are going to be a lot more stressed out a lot more of the time, so that might become a norm for you. And I would just suggest having something that you know relaxes you. For me, it's listening to music or, you know, just reading a book that I enjoy reading and not part of the textbook reading. You know, just sitting down for an hour every day and doing something that you enjoy doing instead of something that you're required to do. I think that that's important. And so you are going to change as a person. Your relationships are going to change with other people. Your family is no longer around you every second of every day, and that becomes really stressful sometimes. You know, you don't expect to miss your family as much as you do sometimes. I know I didn't. And so your relationships change. Now it's mainly Skype or FaceTime and texting and calling and stuff like that instead of seeing each other every day. So that's a big different change you have to get used to. And one thing I would strongly caution is that you might lose some friends when you go to college, because you have friends at home that are going to different colleges, and you guys are just on a really different track right now, you know? So it's not going to be the same as it was when you were all going to high school together and you sat in the same classes, and if you weren't in the same class, you were in the same building and you saw each other in breaks. So it's not the same, you know? I know I was friends with my high school people for a while after I came to college, and then it kind of just fizzled out and kind of just changed as people, and we didn't really have too much in common anymore. We were doing different things. We're in different areas of the country. So it just kind of fizzles out, and I would just be aware that that is a possibility. It doesn't happen to everybody, but I know it happened to me, so I want to advise you that that could happen. Getting a job on campus, I would say, is very important, especially if you've taken out any loans to cover your expenses while you're here. Being able to pay off the interest every month is a really big deal and a really good thing, because if you can pay off the interest, that means when you get out, all you have is the actual amount you borrowed from instead of that time free, because the interest is so much. And getting a job is just good to have walking around money and to just really, you know, make you remember that you are in college. It's a really good time in your life, and next, you know, after college, you're gonna have to work, and that's hard to get used to, not having those breaks like you have in college. So really relish in that while you can. Getting an internship, I would say, is an important part of coming to college, too. Not every major requires it. I know mine requires 360 hours, but not every major will require it. So I would go to your advisor and ask, you know, do I have to do one? Can I do one? Where should I do one? What should I do it in? Stuff like that, just the basic questions. It's a really good way to help you know exactly what you want to do. For example, me, I knew I wanted to be in the music industry, but I didn't exactly know where, and I was able to do an internship over one of the summer sessions, and I really, really loved the aspect that I worked in, which was radio. So I know for me, it just helped to clear my mind and to just put me on a track that I hadn't previously thought of. So that is what it can do for you. And again, sleep. Just sleep as much as you can. Still get your work done, but sleep as much as you can. So we're going to take one last break, and then we'll be back.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck for Dave 2037 so he can buy anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. What are you getting Steve 2037?
Steve 2037 will be just fine.
Well, okay, but don't expect to borrow my anti-gravity boots.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks. Feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back for the last segment. I'm going to talk about my personal experience right now and what surprised me and what I wish people would have told me before I came to college. And I think people did a really good job of informing me what college was going to be about, and I just didn't want to listen, which I think is a problem with a lot of people, especially my generation, is that we think we know everything. And I'm fully aware now that I don't know everything, and I don't have a problem admitting it. So just keep in mind that you are going to learn a lot of new things, and there are a lot of people more experienced than you who are going to give you advice. And you don't have to be like, yes, you're right, completely, but just take it under advisement and just think, okay, you know, I see where they're coming from. I see how they're getting that. So just make sure that you are thinking about where you want to be, maybe, what you want to do if you're undecided. Just think about where you're going to be. And I know I thought I knew exactly where I was going to be before, and I'm still here now. So it worked out good for me, but not everybody has as lucky a time as I did deciding what they want to do for their life. So just sit down one day and just think about it. Search your options. Search where you want to be, maybe. So, yeah, if you want to let us know what surprised you and what you wish people would have told you about coming to college or going to college if you haven't yet, please let us know. Comment on our Facebook page. We love all of our visitors. And, you know, comment on this page, on our Blog Talk Radio page, and our Twitter. We have a Tumblr. So just search us out on all social media and just get ready and comment with us. I love it. Okay, so we hope you thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. If you like this or have any topics you want us to cover, please, again, like our page at facebook.com/collegegirlweekly and Twitter at collegegirlweek. Feel free to comment on this page and to comment on any of our other pages. And I hope you tune in next week for our Rom-Coms Are Better Than Day episode, where we'll talk about our top 10 favorite rom-coms. And that will be next Thursday, at 6 p.m. So thanks for listening. Again, I'll put Jen's music links in our bio and in our description. So thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time. Bye.